Who cares? This is Carson's Court reporting live in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app. Welcome to the Carson's Court show. Sorry I have not done one in a while. I've been very busy, but we have a lot to cover: baseball, basketball, up to football today. Let me start off with saying, talking about baseball, what a series by the Nationals. So the Nationals somehow got past Houston, somehow got past the Dodgers, and won the World Series. Now, here's my point to this, is I believe some teams, some good teams, can be under pressure. Some good teams aren't as good, if that makes sense. So let's break it down here. New England lost last night to Baltimore. Baltimore is an average, maybe slightly above average team. The Patriots are way, way above average. The Green Bay Packers somehow lost to the Chargers. Chargers are average, maybe even a little bit below average team. The Packers are above average. There's another example. Basketball. The Clippers, the Suns, the Clippers are way above average. They somehow lost to the Phoenix Suns, which is way below average. The Houston Astros are way above average. The Nationals might be just average. The Dodgers, way above average. The Nationals, just about average. I do believe teams that are good can lose. Pittsburgh, a couple years ago, won the Super Bowl as a wild card. That means they had to possibly get by the top two NFL AFC teams and still won in the Super Bowl. New England, a few years ago, went 15-0, won the whole way through the playoffs, got to the Super Bowl. Everybody thought they were going to tie Miami, because Miami, as of right now, is the only team that has won the whole season plus the Super Bowl, and they lost to the New York Giants. Teams that are great can lose to below average teams. It can happen. And there's been many, many, many upsets where it has happened. So I have a list here of one of the most major upsets in the NBA, NFL, NHL. The 1978-1979 Seattle Supersonics won the NBA championship. The Supersonics were a bad conference with the Washington Bullets. That was back then. The Oakland Raiders became the first wild card team in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. There's another wild card team for you. The Rockets won the NBA championship. If Michael Jordan would have, by the way, this is from Google, if Michael Jordan had not decided to play baseball, who knows? That was again the 1993-1994 Houston Rockets. The 2005-2006 Florida basketball team, again, with the win. The New York Yankees lost the last 7 games of the regular season and won the AL East with just a 87-74 record. The Pittsburgh Steelers in 2005 were the lowest seed in 2005's playoffs, won 3 games in a row in the playoffs, and advanced to the Super Bowl. Rookie quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is, or was, the youngest quarterback. And, you know, now, of course, he's a veteran. And I don't think I have it on here. You know, this is probably the most famous one. The 1969 New York Mets. The worst record for a good bit of the season in the MLB. And they somehow managed to get to the championship and win. By the way, all those word for word are from Google. One of the links in Google. Alright, well, let me switch into this real quick. Look at the teams that are bad in the NFL. The Miami Dolphins. The New York Jets. I believe those two teams in particular are what I call tanking. Miami would love nothing more than to get the Alabama quarterback. I don't think they're happy with Fitzpatrick. I don't think they like him. The Jets, maybe not for Alabama. I don't think they're taking as much. But the Jets, they have the best quarterback. I mean, he's not the best quarterback. Excuse me, the best running back. One of the best quarterbacks. And they went from, everybody thought, or I thought they would be good, to losing to Miami. Miami, a lot of people think they're tanking. One of the worst teams in the league. A lot of people think possibly in the history of the NFL. And there they are, tanking for the number one pick. And this is what the NBA does. A lot of you know this part. They have what's called a draft lottery, where they put the teams that don't make the playoffs, depending on how far they get, they give them bars. Alright, look, the Pelicans did not have the best or the worst record in the NBA, but look at them with the number one pick. The Dolphins, well, right now they don't, but the Cincinnati Bengals have the worst record in the NFL, so they're automatically going to end up with the number one pick. Automatically. So if they can somehow win a game, and maybe 2 games, and the Jets somehow win a game, which is possible, Miami will tank. Miami wants a young, good quarterback. So they're going to go for the Alabama quarterback. And I guarantee you, that's what they're doing. They are tanking on purpose. All right, well, you know, we were talking about it, and we'll take a break after this. The upsets. There is a link called BleacherReport.com that is on Google Earth. I'm just going to Google Earth, excuse me. Google, the website Google, and it lists the top 30 or top 50 somewhere in there, upsets in the history of sports. We're talking college basketball, college football, very informational. That's where I got these links at. All right, well, coming up on the Carson Squad Show, we have my NFL predictions for this week. We're going to talk a little bit more about a few games. Colts Steelers coming up on the Carson Squad Podcast. NHL and NBA, still a lot to come on the Carson Squad Podcast. We'll be right back. Have a great day. We'll be right back on the Carson Squad Show. Welcome back to the Carson Squad Podcast show. We have a lot to cover here still. We're getting there. But let me start this series off just saying this real quick. You know, a lot of people think Cole Anthony is going to, you know, as you do, college basketball is starting tomorrow night. That's why I'm rolling here with this. A lot of people think Cole Anthony, high expectations. Let me just say this. Just because a player is great in college does not mean he's going to be great in the pros. I can list several examples of this. Number one, Lonzo Ball. He is great in college. Got UCLA to the March Madness tournament. Great in college. Got to the pros. Played in LA for, 2 years? One with LeBron. Didn't look as great. Got traded to the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram. Similar story, but played in LA for 3 years. Russell Wilson. Similar story. Now, there are players. Don't get me wrong. Look. LeBron James. Steph Curry out of Davidson. Kevin Durant. Those players. But the majority of them that are great in college aren't as great in the league. Aren't as great in the sports. Wonder why NFL has higher success rate of players? It's because they make them stay till junior year. NBA, you can leave freshman year. That's what Zion Williamson did. Barrett did. Kobe White did. Kobe Bryant didn't even go to college. Look. My point here is, look, the NFL has a higher success rate of players making it because they make them stay till junior year. NBA, I'm not saying Zion Williamson's just not going to make it. I'm not saying Kobe White's not going to make it. I'm not saying Cole Anthony's not going to make it. I'm just saying Lonzo Ball hasn't set the league on fire. People putting high expectations up for Kyle Kuzma. That's all I'm saying. Players make it further in the NFL. Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck. I can go on. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Devin Bush. Look at all the superstars. Look at all these superstars. What does the NBA have for superstars? And you get to some people say, well, a lot of players try out for the NBA. More players don't make the NBA. Well, stop. Because the NFL has 6 rounds. They accumulate much more players. I get that. I get that the NBA is tougher. But I just wonder... if the NBA would wait and make players stay till junior year, if the NCAA tournament would be better. Because if they did that, guess who would still be there? Zion Williamson, Barrett, Kobe White, Cole Anthony coming in. I just wonder if they did that. Would it result in a much higher NBA superstars and a much better NCAA March Madness tournament? All right, well, let me switch into this. As you know, the NCAA football, basketball has started paying their athletes. This means a lot. This is huge. This means that, number one, you might get an EA Sports game But number two, you can pick up any jersey for college basketball, college football that you want. You got to go out to Clemson and pretty soon get a Clemson player. Go out to North Carolina here and get a Kobe White jersey. You can go out and get a Cole Anthony jersey. Go out. Big news from the NCAA sports. One that honestly, I didn't see coming. All right. Let's switch into this. This will be it. Last podcast of the day. NBA. Lakers off to a 5-1 start. 76ers, the only undefeated team left. And the Clippers? Who's better? I think the Lakers are going to be number one by the end of the week. They are looking better. They're looking more improved. They're looking greater. I can't say enough about the Lakers, Clippers, and 76ers. All right, well, thanks for listening to the Carson's Court podcast today. For the final time, we are live in Virginia Beach. Have a great rest of your day. Talk tomorrow.